Moving along to item number five, our uncontested items calendar. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just taking a look at a card that was just handed to me because it affects this item. We did just receive a card for items 16 and 17, which are the oily soil items. So we should remove those from consent. And I think other than that, as far as the cards that I have up here, the other items can stay on consent. So 15, okay. So to review those items, that would mean that items 13, which is David Pearson matter, 14 is the Olympia sand plant, 18 is the TechNet tube holding site, 19 is Wild Horse Winery, 20 is City of Guadalupe Bay, 21 is the Wilbur Ellis soil serve site, 25 goes with the oily soil item, so we'll ask that you remove that from consent. And so that's it as far as our recommendation for consent calendar.
Yeah, the only comment I have is something within number 13. I don't really want to pull it. But
excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
I have a kind of a quick question involving one of the items in the SIP.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Blum stepped out, so if you could hold that thought until I send him an email so he comes back.
Okay. Boy, we're having trouble hearing you, Lori. You said Steve Blum stepped out.
Yeah, I need to just get him back. Hold on a minute.
Okay. Steve Blum is representing the staff on item 13. Anyway, your question?
Well, on number 13, the San Luis Obispo County Land Owner Working Group.
Well, okay, let's wait for Steve to get back then.
Okay. It's page 7 of agenda item 13.
Hello, Mr. Chair, board members.
Okay, Steve Blum is back. We're having a real hard time hearing you on the phone, but hopefully you can hear us okay. So,
okay.
Go ahead with your question.
My question has to do with the San Luis Obispo County Landowner Working Group component of the Supplemental Environmental Project for the Pearson ACL matter. And my question really is, in creating kind of a stakeholder working group, the landowner working groups themselves, are these already in existence? Do we have to... I mean, who's going to be contacted, and do these groups already exist?
These groups do already exist in other parts of the state, as far as I understand. The Resource Conservation District has other groups, such as one described here, in other places, just not in this particular area. So this would just, this amount of funding, the $8,600, would go toward establishing a working group in the same particular area in which the Pearson property is located. So it would just involve other landowners in that area, educating them about the use of their land, their erodible soil, using erosion and sediment control measures on their property, things like that.
So this is a voluntary effort to get
mm-hmm.
these other landowners educated.
That's correct.
You know, I was wondering, as I looked at the next component, which is the public education video, mm-hmm. which I think is a great idea, and wondering if that shouldn't Let's see, this is focusing primarily on the Upper Salinas River watershed, but I'm wondering if, you know, this video wouldn't be appropriate to also run throughout more than just that region.
Okay. Let me just first remind you that these projects that we're speaking of now are projects that will only be conducted if the three projects that we wish to fund for some reason cannot be funded. So the chance that those projects will happen is not—it's not guaranteed. So we've already selected the three projects that the Discharger Regional Board staff and the environmental community agreed upon, and those three projects are described in the staff report as well. It's the San Miguel restoration project. There's an Alps project, and there's also what is the third?
That's the landowner working group?
No.
They're labeled 1 through 5 between pages 6 and 7.
Right.
And I thought that was the order.
That's the order of sort of our, as we call them, our backup projects. So, and then there's also the land acquisition is the other of the three.
Right, okay, I see. The ones with the bullets on the right column of page 6. Okay.
Right, so that shows the amount of money to be allocated to those three projects. And then if that following paragraph goes to say that if any of those milestones are not completed, then additional projects will be funded, and it lists five additional projects.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes, Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. If these do not get funded, the remaining three, do these sit on a list somewhere and we have another opportunity to present these at a future time for consideration? Because they do merit, and I think present some really creative ways of adding to the information that gets out of the community.
Absolutely. And these are all projects that we obtained by asking entities such as RCD and Land Conservancy if they have any projects. So every time we do an order like this, we gather the sort of universe of projects that could be done that are within the same watershed and have the same discharge nexus, such as sediment in this case. And then we prioritize the projects. For another SEP down the road, these projects could always be put on the list again. It would just be a matter of discussion about whether or not those projects had already been funded or not by some other entity, or whether or not, you know, the RCD or the Land Conservancy still feels that those are important projects, and whether or not the discharger wants to fund them. So
The RCD can resubmit these projects
absolutely.
At a future time.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Absolutely.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
You know, I would like to see something done. The video idea to me is really great. And all of our communities have a government access channel, or at least most of them do. And I think something that, you know, we helped to create could be run, you know, on government channels mm-hmm. that would address low-impact development concepts, standards, things that people can do, you know, in their own homes, mm-hmm. In communities to help, you know, control non-point source pollution. So I'm wondering where we can fit that concept into what we're doing or what staff is doing with this whole item.
Okay.
You know, non-point source control, low-impact development mm-hmm. standards.
Well, of course, these are supplemental environmental
and
projects
I know.
Having strictly to do with this.
Of course, and let's put that aside. Okay. I'm not even talking about that, but I mean, I would like to think how we could take that idea of the video, mm-hmm. an LID video, and then help develop it and have it, you know, broadcast on government channels throughout the Central Coast region.
Well, we have a couple different avenues for that. Our municipal program requires that the municipalities have a public education and outreach program as one of the minimum control measures. And so a lot of municipalities are currently putting together things that are more like commercials or things like that that educate the public on different concepts having to do with stormwater, different pollutants and stuff like that, picking up pet waste, things like that. But I think what you're talking about is something a little more substantial, a little bit longer in length, and a little more directed toward potentially LID or things like that.
Yes.
And so as far as avenues for doing that, that is definitely something we can go and consider, and what sorts of avenues we have for implementing something like that, whether we do it through the municipal program or through maybe a potential SEP down the road or something like that.
Well, I'd like to see, you know, what staff, you know, might have in mind with that. I know that we're doing something, we're proposing to do something for the city of Salinas, and we're allocating some Guadalupe funds for that. So perhaps we have other funds that we can use to help a consultant come up with a, you know, a more generic type video presentation that, you know, we could prepare, and it might help some of the other municipalities and county government agencies in our region to have something off the shelf that they could utilize and broadcast.
I agree. That could definitely be a part of the pilot project that we're proposing later on the agenda. Because if we were to come up with some sort of video like that, we could use it not only at the workshops that we put on, but we could make it available to municipalities to broadcast it on public access channels or show it at the workshops that they put on. So I agree that that could definitely be a potential benefit.
Well, maybe we can add it, Mr. Briggs, to our vision item tracking device. Sure.
Yes, and I would like to encourage staff to go back to the RCD. I know that this is a project they've given a lot of thought to, and they do have, I think, a very good relationship with a lot of landowners that are setting model practices and working cooperatively with both the RCD and the NRCS. I think they have demonstration projects and other ways of actually showing before and after and those kinds of improvements that are going on. They're a real valuable resource in this work that's going on now, the Upper Salinas particularly, but the Upper Salinas Resource District is enormous, so they have a lot to draw from.
Mm-hmm. Just one point of clarification.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, you mentioned the subsequent item on our agenda regarding pilot project for low-impact development. That's not for Salinas. It's for a city. Anyone can apply for that. We did point out that we thought Salinas, for example, would be a good candidate, and we cited the reasons for that, but it's not earmarked for Salinas.
Okay.
But we'll be taking that up later.
Okay.
May I ask a question just for clarification?
Sure.
We began by talking about a video having to do with erosion and sediment control on individual owners' property. Then we also discussed low-impact development kind of BMPs. Are you envisioning a blending of the two? Is that what, or are you more interested? It sounded like Dr. Hunter was talking about specifically the RCD and projects done on people's property, and I think Mr. Chairman, you were talking about LID and.
Well, it could be a fusion of the two, but you know, while you're in Cambridge, Jennifer, and mulling this over every night. I know you'll be able to come up with, you know, the latest ideas in this and be able to kind of, you know, blend it all, and maybe it's more than one video.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, I think we could create something that incorporates all of these concepts and ideas and have it, you know, ready to go off the shelf.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
So, thank you. Okay, so I guess we've dealt with number 13, and now we can have a vote on our uncontested items calendar.
You want to repeat the number?
Okay. Mr. Briggs?
Item, let's see. 13.
13.
14. 18. 19. 20. 21.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And 25?
No, it's related.
That's right. It's related to 16 and 17. Okay. Do we need a second for that?
I seconded it.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Blum.
Thank you very much.
All right.